Growing in His Likeness, a compilation.
The Christian life is not designed for maintenance or meant for maintaining. The Christian who is vibrant and alive is a maturing disciple. As a growing believer in Christ, you are in the process of adding to and developing your character. Your faith is not static. Rather, it is dynamic and nimble. You are building a life of character that can stand against the winds of adversity and enjoy the blessings of prosperity. As a conscientious character builder, you are to possess these qualities of Christ in an ever-increasing measure. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Your process of character development is a conscious effort. It starts with faith and ends with love. These are the bookends of God's expectations for your character. He may start with faith because it is the doorway to Him. Faith is how you approach God and how you appropriate His virtue into your life. Faith allows you to find your Heavenly Father and learn from Him. Faith gives you ears to hear and a heart for change. Love, on the other hand, deals with motive. Everything you do needs to be inspired by love for God and people. The greatest from the trilogy of faith, hope, and love is love. The Bible is a treasure trove of truth that leads to understanding the character of God. Faith is bolstered through the Bible. The Scripture ignites your faith. That faith becomes radically robust as you feast and learn of God through His Holy Writ. Do not underestimate the potential of increasing your measure of faith by knowing and applying God's Word. Lastly, use love as warm oil to massage truth into your life and into the life of others. Like a sore muscle, life needs the soothing effect of love. Love understands honoring a relationship over being right. Love motivates faith and is motivated by faith. Your love gives you admission into the life of a person to influence their life. Be a love doctor who graciously administers the love of God. Do not settle for the maturation of your past character. Seek Him even more humbly and aggressively now to increase your measure of character. Keep adding His character to yours. This is effective and productive. Keep your life book between the bookends of God's character. Your life then becomes an attractive read. Boyd Bailey. Loving God for Himself. A few years ago, I had a turning point in my relationship with God. Until then, I had been fixated on the doing of things that would make him happy or proud, and on not doing the things that would displease him. And then, of course, there was the aspect of him doing things. There was the matter of things I would ask him to do, and a lot of me reading into things that he allowed to happen that I hadn't asked him to do. This resulted in my becoming discouraged when it seemed that things were happening in my life that weren't in my best interests, and getting hung up on trying to figure out his working in my life. Then I had an epiphany that made me look at God and my interactions with him very differently. It came about as a result of something I read about loving God for himself, for who he is, and not for what he does for us. I'm sure I had heard this concept before, but this time it changed my entire perspective. I started thinking about what that meant for me, loving God for himself. I started thinking more about being than doing, about being with God, enjoying him, being the kind of person he would enjoy being around. I thought about getting to know his person and about our deep spiritual connection, spirit with spirit, mind with mind. Each human soul is deep, complex, and not that easy to get to know or define. How much more so the God of all things? How could I have dumbed him down so much? I realized that I had been looking at him almost as a caricature. Sometimes I saw him as a kind of cosmic genie who ran around magically getting things for me and doing things for me in the good times, or doing things to me in the bad times. In other cases, my thoughts toward him were as if he were a boss or overlord who had a list of expectations and was always keeping score. After my epiphany, I tried to think along the lines of, if God was here in person and I had a relationship with him, what would we do together? What would we talk about? What would I share with him? What would I want him to share with me? And what would I ask him about? The answer to that isn't clear or simple, but the core concept is that when we love someone and want to spend time with them, we don't usually spend that time talking about what we accomplished today, or what we did wrong, or going over our to-do list. There's a time and place for that, but building a loving relationship is more about deep thoughts, feelings, commitments, and the things we care about. It's also not one-sided, with either side making all the requests or doing all the work. So, while I walk or run, ideally in nature, I turn my thoughts toward God. I try not to do all the talking. I try to listen. I know that there's a time and place for asking for things in prayer. But to break bad habits, for a while I stopped asking for anything at all from him during these times. I think thoughts of gratitude and praise. I focus on his attributes and character and nature, the things that he is rather than the things that he does. I meditate on how I can be more like him. The one thing I ask of him during these conversations is to help me do that, rather than thinking about him examining and measuring everything I do and every word I say. I think about his love and how he loves us for ourselves, and he loves being with us. Jesse Richards. How can I become more like Christ? God's desire for all who know him is for us to become more like Christ. We do this by first growing in our knowledge of Christ. It stands to reason that we cannot grow to be like someone we don't know. The deeper our knowledge of Christ, the deeper our understanding of him, and the more like him we become. Among other reasons, we are to know and understand Christ so that we will be secure in the faith. Of course, knowledge alone will not produce a Christ-like character. The knowledge we gain from God's Word must impact our hearts and convict us of the need to obey what we have learned. Romans 12:1-2 tells us emphatically that the process of filling our minds with the knowledge of God not only brings us closer to Christ-likeness, but obedience to that knowledge aligns us with the perfect will of God. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The natural consequence of knowing and obeying God is that he becomes greater and greater, while we become less and less, as we yield control of our lives to him. Just as John the Baptist knew that Jesus must increase, but I must decrease, so the Christian grows to reflect more of Christ and less of his own nature. Luke sums it up best when he describes what Jesus told his disciples. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. The cross was an instrument of death, and Jesus encourages us to take up our cross in order to put to death our old sin nature upon it. Becoming more like Christ starts by receiving him as Savior from our sins. Then we grow in our knowledge of God by reading the Bible daily, studying it, and being obedient to what it says. This process causes us to grow and occurs over an entire lifetime in Christ. Only when we have entered heaven for eternity with God does this process reach its culmination. GotQuestions.org.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.